Hi, my sweet strangelings. Before we begin today's spooky tale, I just want to let you guys know about my week. So as you know, I had gone to VidCon and I had so much fun. There were so many fun little activations and lounges, from the TikTok to Instagram and YouTube lounge. It was a blast. And I also got to meet so many fun, spooky faces. Let me know what you guys did during this last week, or if you even went to VidCon. All right, guys, let's get on with today's spooky tale. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Don't get dragged into the water. Sometimes we set our expectations so high, there's no way reality could live up to our fantasies. And sometimes they're far more devastating than we could ever have imagined. We were pleasantly surprised when our parents announced a vacation to Hawaii. Excitement filled the air as my sister Seema and I immediately began packing our bags. Now, Seema, in particular, was overjoyed beyond words. Her lifelong fascination with mermaids made her believe that visiting the Hawaiian Islands would provide a genuine opportunity to encounter the Namaka, the captivating Hawaiian goddess of the sea. Upon our arrival at the hotel in the early evening, my parents entrusted me with the task of looking after Seema in her room while they stepped out for a swift dinner. Meanwhile, we ordered room service. Seema, however, had other plans. She pleaded with me to go to the beach and search for Namaka. At first, I declined because I really wanted to enjoy the luxury of having this nice hotel room all to ourselves. But her begging wore me down, and eventually, I agreed as long as she promised not to tell her parents. After all, who wants to come back grounded from a vacation? We ventured out of the hotel towards the water. Seema rushed into the waves, splashing around. The beach was still fairly busy, so I watched her from the shoreline. An hour passed, and I began to worry that our parents might have returned. I called out to Seema, urging her to come out of the water. However, as we turned around to leave, there was nobody there. The beach had become eerily empty. I thought to myself, there are probably people clearing out due to the sun going down. Nothing crazy. Suddenly, a haunting melody reached our ears, its beauty captivating us in an instant. We exchanged bewildered glances before Seema ran off into the direction of the sound. I called after her, but I wasn't about to chase her down. After a few moments, Seema shouted back at me, unable to contain her excitement. "Melanie, look, it's a mermaid." I rolled my eyes. Seema was so gullible. It was bound to be one of those women who dress up for tourists. I headed up to the shore toward her voice. I couldn't believe my eyes. In the light of the sunset, I saw the face of a girl. We cautiously approached the young girl. Drawn in by her enchanting song, she possessed luscious white hair and a face of ethereal beauty. But as we ventured closer, the melody took on a darker tone. The sound intensified, growing deeper and more dissonant. And then I saw she had no legs, just a fin. Panic washed over me, and I desperately lunged forward, reaching out to grab Seema and pull her away from the strange creature. But it was too late. The mermaid, who was now in front of us, began to transform. Her once lovely hair fell out into clumps, and her once musical lips were now sewn shut. Her eyes bulged out of their sockets, streaming with blood. Her skin turned jet black as her bones contorted into horrifying features. Her claws were already firmly clasped around my sister's fragile neck, squeezing the life out of her. Seema's screams pierced the air, a heart-wrenching plea for help that seemed to go unheard in the desolate surroundings. Tears streamed down my face as I watched in horror. My mind racing with desperation, I couldn't let my sister die like this. Summoning every ounce of strength and courage, I lunged myself at the creature, clawing at its twisted limbs, doing anything to try and free Seema from its grip. But the monster was relentless, its strength far beyond my own. With a sickening sound, it unleashed a fury of savage scratches upon Seema's chest. She cried in anguish, the once beautiful melody that lured us now transformed into a nightmare anguish, accompanying my sister's screams. As I fought fruitlessly against the monster, I felt a searing pain across my own body. I realized that my desperate struggle had left me vulnerable, and the hideous creature had seized the opportunity. It swiftly turned its attention to me, its bloodshot eyes locking onto my helpless form. In an instant, its talons wrapped around my throat. I struggled for air, clawing at the creature's hands, but it was all in vain. Darkness closed in around me, suffocating my senses as I witnessed the life force slowly drain from my sister's eyes. Seema's desperate cries filled the air, but I was powerless to save her. The monster was far stronger than I could have ever imagined. This was not the fairy tale mermaid Seema had read about in her books. I watched helplessly as my sister's life slowly drained away, her innocent spirit extinguished by the merciless claws of a monster. The creature's grip on my throat tightened, and I felt the warmth of my own blood mixing with salt water. "Help," I whispered weakly, desperate, knowing that there was no one to answer my plea. The world faded around me as darkness closed in. When I woke up, I found myself at the depths of the sea. My legs had been torn from my body, replaced by a grotesque tail. The pain was excruciating, but it was nothing compared to the torment of my soul. I was no longer human. I had become the creature of the sea, forever cursed to live beneath the waves. Now I reside in the ocean, waiting for unsuspecting children who come searching for mermaids. They are lured by our once beautiful voices, only to meet a horrifying fate. They too join us, trapped in an internal cycle of misery, victims of their own curiosity and our haunting melodies. I wish I could help it, but it's too late. This is who I am.
Head over to ZocDoc to find and book the doctor who's right for you and takes your insurance. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.